You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, soak up that sun today. It's going to be beautiful. 60-something degrees in the Mile High City. And then you'll get one more day of it tomorrow. And then Friday, winter reasserts itself.
Yeah.
Even though we're not officially into winter yet. But snow and cold for Friday into Saturday.
It's doing that whole Colorado thing where it's like almost 70 one day, and then Friday, boom, you get punched right in the nutcracker, and it's snowing and cold.
Yeah, and
Saturday's supposed to be kind of nasty, too, but I'm kind of excited for it. We have a little Christmas concert that we're going to on Friday, so I think that's going to add to the ambiance of that. And then on Saturday, we're going to the Hudson Gardens light event where you wander around Hudson Gardens with all the Christmas lights and decorations out there, so I'm sure the kids
will be...
You guys
are big on going and looking at Christmas lights,
aren't you? I'm sure
the
kids will be complaining about that about 3 minutes into that, about how cold they are.
Because you went to the Bandimere one the other day. Now you're going to the Hudson Gardens one.
We've never done the Hudson
Gardens
one. Yeah, this one's going to be new to us. So there's some rave reviews on the Instagrams about it. So yeah, we're going to go check it out.
No parade of lights for you this year?
No, we don't usually go down to the parade of lights. It's too dangerous.
Oh, okay. You stay in the suburbs where you're comfortable,
right?
We
stay in the burbs, yeah. And another radio station sponsors the parade of lights, so I don't want to support.
Oh, so you don't want to go and support?
I don't need to see them.
Yeah, but you know what? Nobody knows that who's down there.
I know it. I know it. And somehow I feel like I'm cheating if I'm down there. So not going to do it.
Tell me about this food survey.
Yeah, there is a survey out this morning revealing parents and kids' top comfort foods. And, you know, we can do an umbrella comfort food topic. This one dives a little bit deeper into specifically when you're sick. So if you're sick for the day or your kiddos are staying home, it starts off by saying it takes less than 30 minutes for Americans to start feeling relief after indulging in their favorite sick day foods. And then it goes on to talk about what the best sick day foods are. The results were, of course, soup, crackers, popsicles, broth made the list. I love me a delicious can of broth. Stew was on there, pasta. And then it's talking about the kiddos. Kiddos prefer mac and cheese, toast, pudding, and oatmeal on their sick day list. But I don't know. If I'm sick, I think I'm going to go pancakes. Give me a big plate of pancakes. I think that
which kind of sick are we talking
better.
About here? Are we going to assume a cold?
Flu-like, maybe? Cold, yeah.
Cold. If I have a cold, I don't know. I'm one of those people when I'm sick, I don't feel like eating anything.
Really? I like soup, too. Soup will be
But if it is a comfort food when you're feeling a little under the weather, I hate to go with the all-time classic traditional, but tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich. That's really tough to beat.
That's
man.
Our menu tonight. We are having grilled cheese and tomato soup tonight, and we love doing it every couple weeks. It's like the best.
I remember when the restaurant Snooze first opened, and now it's hilarious. They've got, 60, 80, 100 locations.
They're doing all
multiple
right.
States. Yeah, they're doing okay. But I remember when they had their one location in town, and a friend suggested I stop by, and I did, and I noticed on their menu they've got grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Nice.
You know, at for their lunch offering. And my God, was that good.
Yeah.
Because they do a little thing with the tomato soup where they shave bits of carrot into it, which sounds weird, but God, did it work.
Yes.
I'm
going to
go the tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwich.
I like that.
I can't see eating pancakes when I'm not feeling well. Is that
Yeah,
is
it's
that really
either pancakes or soup. I mean, I would even dip a pancake into a bowl of chicken noodle soup, I think, to feel
better. Yeah, why not?
But just like general comfort food, I don't know. I don't know where I would land. Probably
pasta.
Bacon, cheeseburger, pasta. It's something
pasta for me, man.
Where, you know, it's when you bite into it, you get that tingly feeling all over your body. You know what I'm talking about. Circus peanuts would be on the list, too. My wife gave me a bag of circus peanuts for my birthday, and it's like a Mac Daddy giant size, and I have like one or two every day, and I feel naughty.
You're right about that when it comes to a candy type of thing, because in the past, if Gretch ever came home and poured a bag, one of those giant bags of peanut M&Ms into this glass candy dispenser thing...
Yeah.
It just sends like shockwaves through your body. Like, oh my God. It's like endless.
Right.
peanut M&Ms. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm going to go the grilled cheese tomato soup, pasta, and M&Ms.
You could probably do a little combo thing, too, where you put the M&Ms in the grilled cheese sandwich. You never know. You never know, buddy.
Or I like it.